In Phoenix, Arizona, a dying strip mall is coming back to life. The Bethany East Center was virtually empty, but a few brave business owners took a risk and moved into the mall. It hasn't been easy. In March of this year, the mall fell into foreclosure and new buyers stepped in. Now the outlook is improving, as Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ reports.
During last year's World Series, this sports bar was an empty shell, another unused space on Phoenix's distressed real estate market. This year, a sizable crowd takes in October baseball.
Count in Beltre's favor. He'll look for something to drive here on this cold night.
Operations manager Jeremy Higgins says Zips Sports Grill poured its first beer in the spring. It brought this corner a jolt of life it hadn't seen in years.
If you came for the playoffs game with the D-backs on that Friday night, the whole entire parking lot, including places you shouldn't be parking, was completely full.
The turnaround at Bethany East has been fast. In August, a gym moved in, followed by a nursery and a gymnastics center. There's a new barber, a yogurt shop, and another restaurant is on the way.
Thank God. I was so relieved. I was like, oh my God, okay, we're going to make it.
There were days when Claudine Demetrio feared she wouldn't make it.
You have to be honest, as a business owner, you never really know how it's going to work out, even with all of this.
She opened her day spa last December when the pocket-sized storefront was practically alone in this complex with room for about 18 tenants. As the building languished in foreclosure and eventually changed hands, Demetrio was left wondering,
did I make the right decision?
And who wouldn't worry? Demetrio invested her entire life savings, $80,000, into the business. Today, the complex is almost full. All that extra foot traffic might help her turn a profit by Christmas. With so much on the line, she had to survive.
It's close to impossible.
Dan Mercer works for the commercial real estate firm Grubb & Ellis. He tips his hat to the small shops that stayed afloat without a large anchor tenant to draw customers. He says shopping centers like this usually need that anchor, and without it, they suffered during the downturn. Each quarter since 2007, vacancy rates have inched up to nearly 17%. But there's a reason why little shops may have held on. And of course, it has something to do with location.
Rooftops drive retail, but you've got to have people in those rooftops.
So in other words, a similar shopping center out in the burbs is not going to be doing as well.
That is correct.
Demetrio opened her day spa just a few miles from downtown. Denser urban areas are more attractive to big tenants. But to sign the 21,000 square foot gym or the $1 million sports bar, the landlord still had to offer months of free rent and money for renovations. Mercer needs one word to describe how important those incentives are to revitalize a defunct shopping center.
Critical.
Raspberries, blackberries, strawberries, you name it, we got it. Chocolate chips, almonds.
But the little guys like Richard Hancherick won't get as much help. Hancherick opened this yogurt shop about a month ago. Like others here, he used a huge portion of his personal wealth to get it running.
To do it right, you're looking at about $200,000.
The landlord offered some money to remodel, but it was a fraction of Hancherick's investment.
This is all on the owner, and I think that's why I respect and I get respect from the other store owners, the small business owners, because they have to do the exact same thing.
In fact, you'll find coupons for his yogurt at the gymnastics center. Gym members get a discount at the day spa. In this economy, these entrepreneurs know they'll need allies and more optimism to survive another year. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.